Okay, being 7 p.m. on February 19th, 2014, we'll convene this regular session of the Springfield Planning Commission. If you'll all rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Any adjustments to the regular session agenda? Hearing none. This is the time that we set aside for business from the audience. Please keep your testimony to 3 minutes. Okay. All right. We are here this evening to convene a legislative public hearing to review the 2015-2019 Capital Improvement Program, a community investment program. So the public hearing is now in session.
Thank you, Commissioner. And I'm here tonight to bring to you the CIP for your recommendation to move it on to the City Council after holding a public hearing. Just to let you know, since I brought it to you on the 4th of this month, there have been no significant changes. Nothing's been moved around, none of the funding programming. So after holding the public hearing, if there are any other comments that the commissioners have about the CIP that they would like forward on to the City Council, just let me know.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Testimony? Hearing none. Questions? Now it's our time. Do we have any questions for Jeff in relation to the CPI? Any changes or recommendations in projects or priorities that are different than what have been presented? Now would be the time to speak. Hearing none, we certainly would, any comments from the commission?
Go ahead,
Steve.
I'm Glenwood, you know, working in Glenwood. I'm pleased to see the city of Springfield paying a lot of attention to Glenwood. We're already in the city to make improvements there as that is the one of the doors to the city. Big Bay Highway, the sewer line that's going in. Don't be going in before any other improvements. We're finding it now. That's good.
Okay. Any other comments? Johnny?
Yeah, I'd just like to thank Jeff for all your hard work. Over the last 7-8 years, you know, seeing you guys go through it every year, you're updating, and with all the federal, the state requirements, you guys really prioritizing. It's a tough job, but I think you guys do an awesome job, and with what you've got to work with, very, very good job. Thank you.
And I would reiterate that. You know, I have been on the Planning Commission for a number of years now, and I appreciate you come to us early and in the planning process, and I really appreciate that, and there's plenty of time in the process for us to look at the materials and get the general direction that the city is taking, and so I just you do a wonderful job with the CIP project program. Okay, so at this time, unless I hear a request to keep the public record open or the hearing open, we will close the public hearing and close the record. Okay. All right. So I certainly, any further discussion? I would certainly entertain a motion.
After reviewing the packet, I move to forward the City Council to the City Council, the City of Springfield's 2015-2019 CIP.
I'll second it.
Okay. Moved by Nick, seconded by Steve. To forward the CIP to the City Council. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Reports.
Probably the oldest one.
Okay.
February 10th. It was just a work session only. And we started out with Charter of 1885 saying that the council and the mayor would not receive any compensation. Well, we may be changing that, and it may be coming, sure, it'll probably come before the planning commission, so they discuss that. I mean, they work 25 to 35 hours a week between the council, just reading and getting staying up to speed and doing weekend events. So we'll be seeing that as it comes before us, since we do have citizens and we're the liaison, and we will have a hearing and all that, so we'll be taking care of that probably somewhere soon.
It looks like that could come to us as soon as early our first meeting in March.
Correct.
One other thing that was of interest is telecommunications business license tax. As Len Goodwin can only bring it to us, he said it's complicated, but bottom line is we should be able to get some more money from all these cell towers that go up around our city. And they're working somewhere between a 5% and a 7% tax on whatever it is they're taxing. But bottom line is we make about $150,000 a year now. We may be able to almost double that, at $250,000 to $300,000, $275,000, wherever. So that's something they working on, and the council gave them a go-ahead to go for it. And that was pretty much the highlights.
Was Comcast part of the discussion then?
Yes.
Okay. They brought it up last night. I was last night's meeting.
Came up again.
So I could see.
The changes wouldn't impact Comcast. They would impact their competitor. It's their tax differently, and that's what Len's working on, is so that it's a little bit more equitable.
Comcast was all for it last night.
Evening the playing field is the last word I got from Len. Yeah.
Okay. Other reports? You said Steve.
Well, I attended a meeting last night. It was just sort of like tonight. Not much. They had another reading on the annexations, talking about Glenwood again. I think the second reading was it. On the Glenwood annexation,
it's for
here's the deal. It's already in Willamalee.
Oh, okay.
They were going to take it out of Glenwood Water District.
Oh, okay, that's right.
And,
yes.
But they did say annex to Willamalee, but it's already in Willamalee, so I don't know how they're going to do that. I believe it's the property. They didn't name the property here, but I believe it's right across from the government. And they talked a little bit more about the amending the codes having to do with telecommunications, business license tax, continuation of that. And that's about it.
Any other? One thing that probably are all aware of, if you read the Register Guard, the Washburn Historical District has been in the news as of late, in relation to a house being moved to a vacant lot and put up, building a story underneath it. In my conversations with Greg just in our meeting earlier, at some point the city council has expressed an interest in looking again at Washburn. It's zoned medium density residential, and so it's time, I think the council feels, to relook at the Washburn district. So that, at some point, could end up coming back to the Planning Commission at some level. some citizen involvement, some other aspects of that as we move forward.
They want to tighten up the historical designations and try and keep duplexes.
Exactly.
Going in there, which allows
yeah.
Now, the Jenkins house, they're already approved, so they'll be economic. But I've noticed that there's opposition against it being a two-story facility, and Mr. Berg lives in a three-story house.
I know it. I know it.
There's a lot of two stories in the neighborhoods.
So anyway, I just wanted to make sure that I'm sure you were all aware of that, but that could be coming back, could be coming back to the Planning Commission at some level. Any business from? Great. Okay, hearing none, we stand adjourned.
See you later. I'll get you a copy of the sign.
All right, perfect. Now get the scan. I got mine.
You know,
I have everything ready for
you. Either a new installation, just in case there were any changes.
Tomorrow and Friday.
Well, go to what Margaret said. One gets in 5 years.
You change your mind, just let me know.
No, I know.
Because that's
somehow I got
the ability to boost the existing.
I heard that they were going to install one.
I know, but this one I got an email I didn't get the email.
That would stand out more than a regular tower.
Yeah, Monday was a holiday. I didn't check my email.
So yeah, but I mean that's so a palm tree
standard. So yeah, and I'm on it because
I think they talk about pine trees
in downtown LA. I'm sure I got nominated by the board's director over there, but.
Yeah.
Pull an oil, it's a big building.
I forget my IS and stuff does, so I can forward it. But so it's all written, I just wait to see what
okay. So what I can do is I can make the copy to Michael and sign it.
That's right.
It's there's a folder in there. But you can just put it in my office in my inbox, or I'll come
to
it.
I'll be here, or I can just put it on the corner of my desk.
That works.
Okay.
I'll come by, get it.
I'll do that.
Thank you.
All right, you bet.
So don't ask me. They copy everything you do. They've done it for 30 years. Thank you.